A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Now, when the apostles at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them. The two went down and prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit, for as yet the Spirit had not come upon any of them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And Peter and John laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia. Christ was revealed in flesh, proclaimed among the nations, and believed in throughout the world. Alleluia. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. As the people were filled with expectation and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, You are my Son, the Beloved, with you I am well pleased. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts always be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Jesus' hands were kind hands, doing good to all, healing pain and sickness, blessing children small, washing tired feet and saving those who fall. Jesus' hands were kind hands, doing good to all. Words from a children's hymn that you may recall from your own childhood. I'll return to the theme of hands and ministry later in my message. This week, the first Sunday after Epiphany, we celebrate the baptism of Christ in the River Jordan. Following on from last week of the Feast of the Epiphany, when we celebrated the wise men coming to see the infant Jesus. In the space of a week, Jesus has aged 28 years and starting his ministry. So much has happened in that phase of Jesus' life that we don't know much or very little about, actually. But out of the spotlight, Jesus was growing, learning, changing, and coming to the realization of who he was, what his vocation was. I find it unimaginable that Jesus, as a little boy, grew up thinking, hey, I'm the Son of God. Perhaps his mother didn't even tell him. He had to discover who he was. And when he came to that realization, that acceptance of this was the time for him to begin his ministry, he sought out his cousin, John, who was baptizing in the Jordan. And that's an action where John would have probably used his hands to help to lower Jesus into the water as part of that baptism act. Traditional churches, and particularly cathedrals, are wonderful places to see visible signs of the Christian faith. Last week I spoke about the Burns-Jones windows in Winchester Cathedral in the Epiphany Chapel. And just 30 miles from Winchester on the Hampshire coast is Portsmouth Cathedral, which is a modest-sized cathedral, actually. Right in the heart of Portsmouth Cathedral is a font, in the middle. And it's built like a tomb. An open stone tomb that's filled with water. And so, for those who receive baptism as an adult, you can walk into this font, or of course a baby may be just baptized in the normal way. As it happens today on this feast day of the baptism of Christ, worshippers there at the Eucharist this morning will renew their baptism vows, bless the sea, and then I believe people are welcome to go and swim in the Solent afterwards. Well, that doesn't quite appeal to me. I don't know about you. But babies, as I said, will be baptised in the usual way we expect. They won't be plunged into the font. But the reason for the font being like a tomb, I suppose, is to replicate what Jesus did in the Jordan. He went down into the river and came up again. It's symbolic of the link to death and resurrection. Perhaps if you were baptised as an adult, I don't know if you've had experienced total immersion or not, but certainly anyone baptised as an adult will always remember their baptism. And it brings you a greater realisation than, you've got a sense of putting an old life behind and rising to a new life. Washing your sins away, making a fresh start. Indeed, when I went to the Holy Land in 2011, Ange and I went into the Jordan and we reaffirmed our baptism vows to each other and went down into the waters. That font in Portsmouth has some words inscribed on it, quoting St. Cyril of Jerusalem. When you go down into the water, it was like the night and you could see nothing. But when you came up again, it was like finding yourself in the day. That one moment was death on your birth. That saving water was both your grave and your mother. It's never too late to take the plunge. I was baptised as an adult, but not by full immersion. I just had a very generous splashing of water on the head from the vicar. But for many, that act of baptism can seem like a few polite drips of water. Better not make the baby cry. Or over a pudding bowl, or what might resemble a bird bath. That's why when I came here, it seemed so natural to use the font. That's what it's for. And fonts are often in the baptistry at the back of the church because it's the start of life's journey. The journey as you enter the church, the Christian faith at the beginning of the journey, and we travel through to our end, to the cross, to meet Jesus. The sad thing is for many, the journey doesn't get beyond the font. Now that first short reading is from the Acts of the Apostles. And by the way, I do encourage you to take the reading sheet home and read that lesson from Isaiah, because that is such a wonderful piece of scripture too. But that reading from the Acts, which tells us about the life of the early church and the gift of the Spirit. Here, the believers in Samaria have come to believe in Jesus. They've been baptized in the name of Jesus. And yet, there was another step, we're told. Peter and John laid their hands on them and they received the Holy Spirit. And that relates to the gospel, where John was baptizing with water, but Jesus would baptize with the Spirit. And indeed, in that collect, that prayer for today, it says, grant to us who are born again by water and the Spirit. Now, the apostles are conferring upon these people the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus by using their hands. The power of Jesus is working through them. And the laying on of hands is a channel for God's power to be communicated, to be made present. Not only the way, not the only way, but our way that Jesus can be made known, that the power of Spirit can work through people. Indeed, if I'm blessing someone, perhaps at end of life, or someone who comes to me for healing prayer, with their consent, I will place my hands on their shoulder or their head. Jesus himself regularly used his hands to pray for those in need. And so my hands are a crucial part of what I can offer in ministry, in prayer for a person in a particular situation. The blessing of water at a baptism, the blessing of the bread and wine, which will happen this morning when I pray for the Holy Spirit to bless these gifts. And when that bread and wine is blessed and then received by those present, it's like almost an act of baptism again, an act of renewal. And those gifts bring change in us if we receive Jesus into our heart. I believe the church will grow in faith, will grow in number, when lives are touched and transformed and changed by the living God. Lives which are sent out from the church should bless others too, allowing Jesus to work through them. And so I'd like to close with the second verse of that child's hymn that I quoted at the start. Take my hands, Lord Jesus, let them work for you. Make them strong and gentle, kind in all I do. Let me watch you, Lord Jesus, till I'm gentle too. Till my hands are kind hands, quick to work for you. Amen.